Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. In this week's podcast, we visit with Rob Frowning, Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing Education. Rob, let's visit as we work our way here through this into spring here. Spring planting just kind of getting started in a few areas and stuff. And let's just, first of all, in this Fielding Questions podcast, let's just talk a little bit about what are you hearing for farmers? What what are you telling farmers as we work our way getting ready to get in the field, or maybe we are in the field already?
Yeah, we do have a few people out in the field. You know, we've hit a couple of those insurance dates for some of the crops in certain areas with corn and sugar beets and wheat. We have some guys trying to roll. I should say they are rolling. There's pretty decent conditions out there for the most part, even though we had some moisture here last week. It dried up fairly quick, and so the guys are rolling, and the ones I'm talking to, you know, we got another forecast coming, so of rain, so they're looking to get at least a little bit in the ground before that comes. But unfortunately, with that forecast, we're also talking a little bit of cold weather again come the end of next week. So we'll see. But the guys are going. I think they're cautiously optimistic that it's ready to go. The soils look good and things are working up well. So they're putting the seed in the ground, and you know, we'll just have to watch this weather here locally to see if we'll continue to go and get stuff planted. And of course, the market will look at that a little more nationwide to see you know, are we going to get things going? Obviously, they've been planting down south a little longer already, but some of the rain down there has also slowed them up a little bit, and some more forecast to do. So we're into that time where kind of hurry up and wait, and depends on the weather, and whatever the weather does is going to affect what we do and what the markets may look at.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering too. It depends on where you're at in the area. Some areas are dry, some areas have some moisture. What are you hearing from the farmers? Is soil conditions okay?
Yeah, I think for the most part, soil conditions are okay. You know, talk to one guy, you know, we could always use another inch of rain, but yet we got to be cautious with what we wish for, because once it starts, it may not stop. So I think for the most part, people are ready to go, and they got enough moisture to get the crop in the ground and get it planted, but we'll definitely need more moisture to get this thing off of a good start and keep going. So there are pockets, like you said, there's a few pockets that's a little more wet than the rest, and there's a few pockets that are just a little more dry. You know, the northern part of our territory is a little bit drier. They missed out on some of the moisture that we received here the last couple of weeks. But even in those areas, they said they've got enough to get going in the spring, and the crop will find some moisture to hopefully get started. And we'll need some more to continue on.
Now, once guys are into the field, do we need to have or should we have our marketing plans in place now already, or do we develop them once we get the crop in the ground?
Well, it's always good to have them developed early, so then you have something to watch for. And when we're in the tractors, we're kind of busy. And, you know, the opportunities typically we see between April and July. So you have a plan ready, even though you know you're going to be busy in the field, because then you can just maybe take a look at that, or just remember where you're at and watch or listen to the markets, obviously, as they're sitting in the tractor. And if they hear a trigger point where they want to make a sale because that's their plan, they can then make the decision. Am I going to follow my plan, or am I going to adjust it? Because we all know some of those plans get adjusted as these markets move. But in all seriousness, no, I think having that plan ready, hopefully they had it ready, just like they're getting the equipment ready for the spring to go. So they're ready to act when that opportunity presents itself, if it presents itself.
Yeah. Biggest thing there too is know your cost of production. And if you can make some sales, or even just have orders in at elevators that if happens to spike and hit that, you take advantage of it.
Absolutely. That is key. Knowing that cost of production to again, figure out where those triggers are and where you want those orders in. And like you said, having a couple at the elevator, because it might hit when you're not, you didn't catch it that day. Maybe we had a random really up day that we triggered that and you missed it on what you're looking at for markets, and you saw it the next day and then all of a sudden you missed the opportunity. If the order's in, hopefully the elevator fills it for you and you're good to go. So absolutely, I would know that cost of production, know your orders, and have some of them in ready to take advantage.
How does crop insurance fit into this?
Well, crop insurance, you know, the common crop insurance revenue protection is going to protect these guys to sell these bushels. You know, the ultimate fear is to sell a crop and then all of a sudden the price goes up and they don't get the crop. They have to buy out of these high contracts. The crop insurance is going to replace those bushels in dollars so that they get out of the contracts, and they're still going to end up receiving what they expected. as far as a revenue on those bushels that they sold. So it's pretty vital, and it's the biggest tool that allows them the certainty that they can do these pre-sales and take advantage of these opportunities. Now, that's staying below the guarantees. You get up and above that, then you've got some of your own risk as well. So, it's there to protect you. It's there to encourage you to have the opportunity to pull the trigger on these.
Yeah. With funds, as long as they are, as short as they are on some of these, we keep and farmer holding a lot long, holding the grain in the bins. Cash market's going to be kind of critical, I think.
Yeah, I was reading some stuff here this morning, and it was kind of funny. They talked about the tractor versus the truck, and some of the local basis. Could that be influenced as you guys are getting busy going in the fields and in the tractors? Could cash be trying to pull some of that grain out of the bins? And may they get a little more aggressive on some local basis in certain areas to try to get some of those bushels moved when they know farmers would rather be out in the field planting than hauling grain? So, something else to keep an eye on this time of year. And, when we all get busy, there's other people that might need something. So like the elevator or the ethanol plant or soybean crushing plant, they may have a call for bushels. And they know that people are busy, and they might try to offer a little extra incentive by a little better basis to possibly move in some of that old crop.
Yeah. That, again, too, kind of falls back into have those orders in place.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just, again, having the plan in general. You should have a plan on the crop you're planting, but also a plan on the crop that's sitting in that bin. When are you going to pull the trigger and get rid of some of those bushels if they're sitting there unpriced?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. I think a lot of people have their marketing plans, but we ended up with extra bushels last year. And then, so what do we do with them? And so right now we're just sitting on them, which is not a good plan.
Well, it hasn't seemed to work. I mean, we've had a little bit of rebound here the last few weeks, which is good. That's always a positive note. But, having a plan pre-harvest as well as post-harvest. You have those extra bushels, like you said. They're in the bin. Yeah, that's great. It's good to have extra bushels. But what is the plan? And when are we going to sell those, and at what levels? And having that in place, it's just as important as having them in place before you get the crop harvested.
Yeah, for sure. Well, even too, if you're buying your input costs yet, if you still need something, it'd be always a good idea to maybe sell something to cover that.
Yeah. Hedging your expenses is good with a sale. As you're locking in these inputs, old crop, we know the inputs, so we know our costs pretty well there. So we should know where that's at. But the new crop, as we're making some of these purchases and locking in these inputs to offset some of that with some sales, because the price that's available today when you lock in that input might not be there come harvest.
Rob, if somebody wants help with a marketing plan or just wants to pick your brain, can they do that?
Absolutely. Anyway, feel free to reach out to any of our Ag Country offices, and they can. We have local staff there, from insurance to loan officers, that can visit with us on something like that. Again, feel free to reach out to me too. I can even share my cell phone, 701-866-4819. Give me a call. I'd be glad to visit with you. Again, talk through some plans, what you might have, and hopefully set you off in the right stage.
Yeah. Let's talk livestock here just a little bit. That market kind of, it depends on which way you're looking. Some days it's up, some days it's down.
Yeah, it depends on what market you're looking at. If you're looking at futures or looking at cash. It's been kind of interesting. Our futures market has had a really rough couple of weeks. A lot of negative news out there, and the market's been reacting to it. But fundamentally, cash has just held its own. And they've decided that on the cash side, they're going to kind of disconnect from where the futures are going. And they're kind of fighting over the direction of this market, both up and down, like you said. And, in the long term, they got to come together eventually. So we'll see where they meet. But, right now, cash is holding strong. Above futures in most of the months here, and we'll see if that continues. But again, fundamentally, it says we are low on cattle numbers, and cattle numbers are low, and that's what this market is kind of fighting on.
Yeah, I think we're kind of seeing that too at the sale barns.
Yeah. I was at a sales barn here just the other day, and I was very shocked to see what the cash was going for. They actually had strengthened over the last 2 weeks, where the futures had dropped $10, and then a couple of those sales were actually higher 2 weeks later than the same time period when futures had lost $10. So seeing that locally, seeing it across the nation, other auction barns as well, that cash has softened a little bit here recently, so it's had a little bit of pull from the futures maybe, but not nearly as much as that futures market. And like I said, that's demand is driving that. The Packers are still looking for cattle. They're looking to keep filling, so they're buying. And I think that's something we have going good for the cattle guys, and hopefully it can withstand this some of this negative news that's out there.
Yeah. Well, even too, looking at some of the sales barn receipts and stuff, it doesn't look like we're retaining too many heifers either to rebuild this herd. It looks like the heifers are coming through the sale barn too.
Yeah. We are, and the cull cows are too. I mean, we're not rebuilding this herd, and that's again long term, fundamentally a strength that we have. We're just not getting this herd rebuilt, and it's going to take a while to get it rebuilt, and especially at this pace, it's almost going backwards still. So that'll all that helps, and we'll see where the future lies. And I was hearing this morning some of the young calves are being sold right away, and the strength of those, that people want those cattle, and they're looking to buy them, and they're paying a price for them.
All right. Anything else we need to be aware of here, Rob, before we let you go?
Just, again, it's springtime, it's busy time, so be safe, be patient. I know sometimes we always get in a rush, so just make sure we're patient and safe, and everybody have a safe planting season.
If you have a question about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, X, or submit your question using the website www.agcountry.com. Until next time, I'm Randy Coleman.